Ash, race one over and done with in the bizarrest of conditions here on Sunday at Donington.
I don't think we've had it ever like that before, where we've had to wait for so long, and then when we actually get out there, it's near enough dry. So we've had credit to Toka, MSV, Motorsport UK for making the right decision, but B, getting the track suitable to go racing.
Yeah, absolutely. How difficult were the conditions out there?
I'll be honest with you, they were absolutely fine once we were out there, and there was no issues with any of that. It was more the fact that we just maybe didn't anticipate we were going to be under safety car for so long. Yeah. The setup we had on the car maybe wasn't ideal for those conditions. And then when you don't get it off the line very well and you just get swallowed up by two BMs, it wasn't the best. But we got back to second, it was still good points, and that's all that matters.
Tyre management was the key to that one, wasn't it?
It was almost like a super sprint, wasn't it? Six laps. We prepared ourselves for a nice long race. So it's a shame it was under safety car. I hope Marshall is okay. Obviously, that's not nice to hear what's happened. But we're just focused on race two now.
How difficult is it to maintain concentration when you're behind a safety car for so long?
Your brain does wander, of course. You just have to stay focused, think about what the job ahead and keeping temp in the tyres, etc. So it's not too bad. You're just itching to get going, that's all it is.
Slicks, I think, for at least the next race. So we don't know about race three, but for the next one.
Well, I'm literally stood here now watching the minis, and one of our drivers, Lewis Selby's, actually put slicks on in this race, and he is the fastest car on track. So I think that answers that one.
That's a good
point. I think he's hopefully going to go on to win this, but we'll see. He's on a mission.
Fantastic. Great race. Well done.
Cheers. Thank you.